Our scripture from Isaiah was originally spoken to the Jews in exile as the prophet calls them back to their ancestral home.
Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy, and eat.
Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy?
Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food.
Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life.
I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David.
For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace.
The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Now we turn to page 16 in the New Testament. So that's the second page 16 in your pew Bible. This story is in all four of the Gospels. We'll read a version from the book of Matthew, which takes place after John the Baptist was murdered by King Herod's soldiers.
Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns.
When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick.
When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves."
Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat."
They replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish."
And he said, "Bring them here to me."
Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds.
And all ate, and all were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full.
About 5,000 families were fed.
Give us this day our daily bread. Our scriptures today promise daily bread, free bread, and miracle bread. Brothers and sisters, pray and holy manna will be showered all around, daily manna given with joy, a gift that cannot be hoarded or stored or secured. Give us this day our daily bread. Come without money, without price, eat what is good. Give us this day our free bread. Jesus said, "Give them something to eat." But five loaves and two fish for 5,000 families? All ate, and all were filled. They took up what was left over, and it filled 12 baskets. Give us this day our miracle bread. These stories, manna in the wilderness, Isaiah's call to come home, and the feeding of the multitudes, these are familiar, favorite stories in which the faithful are fed. The message could simply be, turn to God for what you need, and you will receive it. Okay, so should we sing the hymn now? But of course, it's not that simple. These stories are so familiar that I didn't read them carefully enough at first. I'll tell you more in a moment. But what I did is what's so easy to do is to focus on the nourishment of daily bread, free bread, miracle bread, to dwell in the rich taste and texture of all of that abundant nourishment. They sound like the promises Jesus makes. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our free bread. Give us this day our miracle bread. Give us an easy yoke, a light burden, an abundant life. Jesus also says, take up your cross and follow me. And those who lose their lives will gain them. 300 years ago, baptism in the Church of the Brethren was taking up one's cross to follow Jesus. Adult baptism was a confrontation to the church, the law of the land. Early brethren went to prison, risking their lives to practice adult baptism. We can say they were simply following Jesus' example. After all, he was 30 when John baptized him in the Jordan River. As brethren, we say we try to just do what Jesus did, and that's true. But adult baptism is not only a simple people's plain-spoken way of doing as Jesus did. The early brethren knew that baptizing one another in this unorthodox, unapproved way was a confrontation to state religion that used violence to control people. Brethren and their cousins, Mennonites and Quakers, chose new ways to practice their religion to set themselves apart from the state religions that killed in God's name. Take up your cross and follow me, says Jesus. And the early brethren did that because crucifixion was the Roman Empire's favorite execution of political rebels. By baptizing each other, early brethren were rebelling in the manner of Jesus. We have these abundant stories today. God promising daily manna given with joy, a gift that cannot be hoarded or stored or secured. All who thirst, come to the water. You that have no money, come buy and eat. Thousands gather for healing and preaching on a hillside. No one has enough to eat, but through sharing, all eat and all are full. Daily bread. Free bread, miracle bread, stories of abundance, of easy yokes and light burdens. At least they all end that way. But each of these stories begins in suffering. The Israelites wander in the wilderness after escaping slavery when they're eating that daily manna. The Jews are in exile. Each generation wondering how to hold on to their customs while a foreign land becomes home when Isaiah is calling them to their ancestral home for free bread. John the Baptist is murdered for doing religion in a new way, and Jesus is trying to find a quiet place to pray when all these people follow him, hungry for healing and stories and miracle bread. We're singing of the thirsty, the weary, the hungry, and the aching. And right now, there is a teenage girl leaving her home to go to the city and find paying work to support her family. She doesn't know anyone there, and she will be abused. This morning, there's a father saying goodbye to his children so he can cross a border and find work to send money back for those children. You have met people who are hungry, thirsty, in overwhelming ways. When you visit prisoners, when you work in social services, traveling to Guatemala, visiting the sick. Now, we have all felt thirst and hunger, weariness and pain. But most often when we're hungry or thirsty, it's because we rushed out the door without packing a lunch. Not because our own government or ruling elite are hoarding food or putting us in slavery or taking our crops. Some of us have lived with some of that. And I think it's time to pay attention to how God breaks into oppression because our country is becoming more dangerous. When state power and violent empires and foreign occupation are manipulating culture, infecting religion and abusing people, that is when the joyful gift of daily bread comes, a gift we cannot secure, but can only enjoy. When state power and violent empires and foreign occupation are manipulating culture, infecting religion, and abusing people, that is when the prophet calls us home, to our center, to the place where we are known and fed without money, without price. When state power and violent empires and foreign occupation are manipulating culture, infecting religion, and abusing people, that is when we find out we have more than we need. By trusting each other, we eat our fill and have 5 baskets of fish and 12 baskets of miracle bread left over. When state power and violent empires and foreign occupation are manipulating culture, infecting religion, and abusing people, that's when courage comes. The courage of illegal baptisms and sharing sacred scriptures in catacombs and risking our lives for faith that cultivates peace and justice, not greed or war. Jordan, Landon, and Nina, you will not be arrested today. We still practice adult baptism because Jesus did it this way. We still practice adult baptism because we believe faith is about discipleship. It's not a freeway to heaven. You've made one choice to be baptized, and it sets you on a path of infinite choices. We surround you as a great cloud of witnesses. Those of us who have been baptized and can remember it, let us call up that memory now. Let's put it to work as we surround Jordan, Landon, and Nina. Those early brethren who were starving in prison after their baptism, they are part of your great cloud of witnesses. Their courage is here. How will you use the courage you inherit today? These stories of abundance each begin with suffering. God demonstrates love for us by throwing us a feast of daily bread, free bread, miracle bread. We're having a potluck feast today to celebrate all of our new members, Cheryl, Jordan, Landon, and Nina. We learned this from God. Your baptism is no longer a ritual of risk. It is a ritual of rejoicing, and it sets you on a path of so many more choices. We pray that you will be nourished on stories of daily bread, given and eaten with joy, never controlled, never hoarded. We pray that you will be nourished on stories of free bread, given and eaten in our true home where we are known and beloved. We pray that you will be nourished on stories of miracle bread in communities that bake trust into every loaf and share so fully with each other that the leftovers pile up. Who can we find to help us eat all this good food? All who are hungry, come. All who are thirsty, come to the water. Let us join our voices in song.